Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Not above.
And the men's room knows just who it is. Hey! So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we had Tuesday Drink Task. Ask Steve and Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast 48-year-old David Owens of Swansea, Wales. David is a father of six, and you know what else he is? He's a drug dealer. Busy man, but his drug of choice is heroin, and he has 24 previous convictions to prove it. Recently, two plainclothes cops witnessed Dave doing a drug deal with another dude in the middle of the street in the middle of the day. So the officers, they went to quote-unquote investigate. They identified themselves. As soon as they said they were police, well, the buyer, he took off running. Meanwhile, David, he was there being detained by police. And while he's being detained by police, now keep in mind, when the cops started searching him, he had some cash on him, but he had no drugs on him at all. But then his phone rang. And normally that wouldn't be a big deal, but his ringtone was, and I quote, "Hello, it's your drug dealer." So at that moment, I swear to God, that gave him enough. They could go to a judge, search his place, where they found all the rest of his drugs. He ended up being arrested. He's about to serve a bunch of time.
Damn.
His phone ringtone
is dumb.
"Hello, it's your drug dealer." Dude, I'm not advocating for you to have any type of behavior, but if your belief is you don't want authorities to know what your behavior is, don't make your ringtone the thing that says what it is you do. That's all. You don't want your phone to ring and be like, "I'm the one who called in the bomb threat to the airport." We're going to call.
Yeah, maybe don't save it as, like, cocaine dealer Mike.
Right. That's all we're saying, man.
Who were you texting?
No one. Well, it says here, cocaine dealer Mike.
Is yeah.
What is the residue on the top of this glass?
Oh, it's just that nickname, you know, because he deals coke. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please, everyone, how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure as hell can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, McGuire. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, McGuire, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
All right, then you know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's do interior decorating.
Hell yeah. What a way to start the work week. Let's talk about interior decorating. A man arrived at the emergency room with something from a carpet cleaning machine stuck in his rectum. Had a diameter of about 7 to 8 centimeters around. The 51-year-old man had inserted the object 2 days before, but he went to the hospital after ending up in pain. Now, he claimed that he and his wife used the object to, quote, treat his hemorrhoids. But doctors, they could find no evidence that he had hemorrhoids. Well, the man said he had attempted to extract the object himself using a screwdriver and a spoon, but he could not get it to move. Doctors examined the patient and said that he was well, stable, and cooperative and discovered scratches around his anus. They used x-rays and a CAT scan to locate the object, but attempts to remove it failed, so a quote-unquote extraction was booked the following morning. Medics then tried to remove the object under general anesthetic, which did not work, as the object was wider than the pelvic outlet. I think we understand and can connect the dots there. They then attempted a laparotomy, where the abdominal wall layers are opened layer by layer, and then they tried to push the thing through his rectum. You follow me? But that still did not work. Eventually, surgeons decided just to chop the object up to make the extraction easier. They used an electric drill to break it into three different parts, and after seven hours of surgery, the man was discharged with a colostomy bag. That's a lot of trouble to go through for hemorrhoids you don't have. All right, so the question is, what did he have up his backside? Was it a plastic ball, a roller brush, a vacuum hose, or the duster attachment? So plastic ball, roller brush, vacuum hose, duster attachment.
Huh. I'd have to go with the second option there.
Roller brush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think if I was going to stuff something up there from that household item, it'd be the roller brush.
I'm right there with you. I'm
like, let's get it going. I feel like the vacuum hose, that might be on the front side. I can't imagine putting that in the back side.
I have done it on the front side. Does not work as well as one would hope.
What did you say the first one was? Plastic roll?
Plastic ball.
Plastic ball.
So I picture like a Dyson or something, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to go duster attachment.
Duster attachment?
You good with that, McGuire, final answer on the roller brush?
You know, I'm kind of thinking about it again now, that ball, with him not having his hemorrhoids, I'm thinking he was going for some pleasure, and I think I'm going to go with the ball.
Going ball.
Roll the ball.
Okay, all right. We're going to find out what they had to remove. Was it a plastic ball, a roller brush, a vacuum hose, or a duster attachment next?
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories interior decorating on profile. This man went to the ER with something from a carpet cleaner in his anus. He and his wife were doing their thing, but apparently they said it was to help with his hemorrhoid situation. The object had to be surgically removed as it was cut into three separate pieces. So question is, was it a plastic ball, a roller brush, vacuum hose, or a duster attachment?
Yeah, McGuire, that is the very, very question that we asked you. Let us start with the Ted Smith. I'm right there with you. If they said, look, you have to take one of these four parts of a vacuum and put it in your anus, I'm going roller brush all day.
Right.
Sadly,
he disagrees.
Right. He's not my kind of guy. Miles, you went with the duster attachment.
Yeah, I know it's one of those things that kind of clip onto the side.
Yeah, so you can pick the size you'd like,
sure,
so to speak.
Sure,
and sadly, no. And McGuire, originally, you agreed with Ted Smith with the roller brush, because let's face it, that'd be the best. But then you thought about like a Dyson vacuum. You went with the rollerball. You are correct.
No way.
That's why they couldn't get it out, right?
No way.
So he puts this thing up there. And when the doctors went in, keep in mind everything they tried to do to get it out. So the first thing, general anesthetic.
See, that would be the last one I would have picked, just based on the size.
Right. But well, that's what they said. They couldn't get the object out. It's wider than the pelvic outlet. In other words, the ball's bigger than his butt, all right? Then they attempted to cut away all the layers and push it back through his rectum. That didn't work because the roller ball is much larger than his rectum. So they finally just cut it into pieces and pulled it out that way.
That's amazing he got it in there.
See, that's if it took that much trouble to get it out.
No thanks.
What was the struggle to get it in?
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices. You got Seth Meyers.
All right.
You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
You also have Bill Maher. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have teams of talented writers and help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The FDA just announced they're banning Juul e-cigarettes, and now vapors are rushing to hoard them. Well, they're rushing, but stopping every few feet to catch their breath.
Bill Maher.
Fallon.
That's Fallon.
The FDA just announced that they're banning Juul e-cigarettes, and now vapors are rushing to hoard them. Well, they're rushing, but stopping every few feet to catch their breath.
The company that makes Oreos is buying Clif Bar for almost $3 billion. They also offered to buy Nature Valley bars, but the deal completely fell apart.
Oh, God, I want that to be you. Lee Tedsmith. Seth Meyers.
Oh, it's Valley.
Some business news. The company that makes Oreos is buying Clif Bar for almost $3 billion. They offered to buy Nature Valley bars, but the deal completely fell apart.
This summer, instead of buying your kids ketchup popsicles, just admit you hate them.
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
It's Bill Maher.
This summer, instead of buying your kids new ketchup popsicles, just admit you hate them.
I know, that's just brutal.
Bam.
Some sports news. NFL team owner Dan Snyder has been accused of having someone spill milk in one of the suites at his stadium because he didn't like the other suite owner, which is pretty on brand for a grown-up baby.
Need Ted Smith.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me. I still can't get over that story.
I mean, of all the things.
And there's a reporter. She's like, I think you might have done it to my car.
Oh, really?
But she doesn't drink milk.
Golly.
According to a new study, nasal swabs are still the most effective way to test for COVID, while the worst way is to breathe on your friend's face and ask, does this smell like COVID to you?
Come on. I mean, Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Well, according to a new study, nasal swabs are still the most effective way to test for COVID, while the worst way is to breathe on your friend's face and go, does this smell like COVID to you?
Chris Hemsworth. Are you thinking, hey, next movie he's in, Thor, I need to see his butt?
You know, I always am, yeah.
All right. Well, good news. If you've seen the some of Thor Love and Thunder, which sounds like a
love
porn.
Love and Thunder?
No, no.
Yeah, Love
you should
and
see
Thunder.
His front.
Yeah.
Sounds like my fist.
The unnecessary penis, then.
Right, so there's a scene where Chris Hemsworth is full-on naked from the back, of course. And then the trailers, his backside is pixelated. But the directors would like you to know that it won't be censored in the movie. He was on Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And he said, quote, with Chris, he's worked so hard on that. So many squats. It'd be depriving humanity if I didn't show it.
Yeah.
Right. He puts in the work. I'd be like, show my ass.
Please.
You don't know. Show my
I'll
ass.
I'll take a $100,000 right. deduction.
I am show Thor. Show my ass.
Yeah. Colbert pointed out that that director also showed Hulk's naked butt and Thor.
He showed the green butt?
Ragnarok.
You pronounced it correctly.
Some may say it's an obsession. I say it's art. Maybe he just sees a good looking buttocks on a superhero and wants to put it in there.
Yeah.
We like Hawk again, right? The green guy.
He seemed Hulk. A little more not real.
When did we not like him? I thought everyone liked him. You don't want to make him mad, but like if he's on your
mad,
side.
But I always go back and forth. Because does he ever like toe the line of like sometimes he beats up the wrong person?
No, he just can't quite control himself all the time. As far as the fandom goes, nobody's ever liked his movies.
Okay.
Turns out
Hulk, not a great actor.
Is he still lonely?
When he's
David Banner or Bill or whatever.
Bruce Banner. Well, David Banner was the knockoff show.
Oh, yeah, those two.
Now he's getting smoothed up in Black Widow. Come on, man.
Yeah, he is.
David Banner.
He's fine.
The thing is,
he's fine. Oh, yeah. The movie's indicated without going down that road, but it's like, right.
Hulk yeah. smash.
That ass.
Hulk slap.
Right. Over the weekend, some sports things. Number one, I saw Ole Miss won the College World Series.
Were they supposed to? Were they the favorite team? I don't know.
One thing they did say is that this is the first time that Ole Miss as a college has won a men's championship in any sport.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just heard that
this morning. Yeah, it's the first time their men's program has won anything, won the title for it.
Oklahoma was really good. I mean, the College World Series is tough, too. It's like Texas was the best team all year long, but then I want to say Notre Dame knocked them out, so Texas didn't even make it to the actual World Series. They got knocked out of like a super regional.
All these football schools have to deal with the baseball team winning them.
So Ole Miss, basically, I mean, the SEC just dominates. Then every few years, Oregon State shows up, and it's like, we got one for the Pac-12.
Cool.
Stanford was in there this year, but Ole Miss, though, to their credit, they actually played really, they had really good pitching. And like I saw a stat that said they had one of the lowest runs against average since, like, basically they invented the metal bat for college.
Is that still a bucket list thing for you?
It is. And I was talking to somebody recently.
Instead of doing the college football tour?
And they were like, go, if you've ever wanted to go to Omaha, they're like, just go. It's awesome.
Yeah. There was a ton of people there.
Have you ever wanted to go to Omaha?
There's no reason to go to Omaha, but if you're going to go, this is the time to go.
If there's any time to go to Omaha, this is it.
Well, no, bunch no, of no, he's just saying, if you thought about it, if you actually like college baseball, he's like, just go do it. Like, you'll have a blast. The thing is, too, is like, you know, when we go for a sporting event, usually there's one main football game. You're going to do this or that.
Yeah.
You go to College World Series, I mean, you take a few days. They have games all during the week because you have the winner's bracket, the loser's bracket. Ole Miss did come out of the loser's bracket and then, you know, best of three series, and they won two back-to-back.
They did what they had to do, man.
Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
I'm not happy with that. It's not because I don't like their coach, because I don't like their owner.
I know this.
That was the first Stanley Cup for Colorado, though.
No, it was their third.
Oh, third. Oh, those greedy bastards.
No, it's been like 20 years, but it's not their first.
They won one in like the late 90s, the early, like 2001 early or something. Yeah, so it had been a long break. But yeah, Stan Kroenke, as much as I don't like him as he owns Arsenal, I mean, his Rams won, the Avalanche won. And the pro lacrosse team won that league already.
Think about that. This dude is having a very good year to be a sports team owner.
Correct.
Natural disasters is okay. So, for an example, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put devil in the word because the name of the animal is the Devil Rays.
Right.
They're a baseball team. They're the Devil Rays. They got to drop that, right? Do you know how many people died in an avalanche up here?
Right.
Devil Ray might have killed Stever. Right,
but we're done.
This is a stingray. It wasn't Devil Ray, right? Then you got the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you've got what else?
Lightning.
The Lightning.
Yeah, it was the Lightning versus the Avalanche.
Do we have tornadoes?
There's got to be a minor league team that's like the tornadoes.
I'm just saying, like natural disasters are okay.
Cool. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. You can kill people that way, right?
So the main thing for the weekend, though, and honestly, look, I missed this. I was playing some pub league soccer, then hanging out with some people. The Mariners and the Angels had a legit fight yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
During that game. So what I saw, and granted, now with the, and I don't know if that was Seattle's manager or the Angels manager who brought this up, but it's like, right, with the way the schedule are now, like, right, like, they just got done playing the Angels, right? And they didn't seem too happy with each other. Then it's like, not even a week later, you got to go play them three games again.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of the Angels get hit Friday night. Mike Trout, who's arguably the best player in baseball, right? A ball gets loose, almost hits him in the head Saturday. Now, the thing is, the guy from the Mariners, frankly, just had terrible control. And also, it was at a point in the game where you wouldn't put somebody on base.
So he's not trying to do it.
He's not trying to do it. But I get when people are upset, right? You throw a 90-mile-an-hour
heater.
Yeah. Right.
And I get Trout's point of view. He just said, look, if you're going to, and I appreciated this about Trout. He said, look, if you're going to hit me with a pitch, hit me in the ribs.
Right. That was kind of,
I understand.
Hit him in the
throw
ball,
at my
hit him in the,
head.
Right. But also, I'm just saying, in that point of the game, like, it was a close game. Like, they didn't want to put him on base anyhow.
Right.
Also, I think it's getting to the point where the pitcher needs to address the situation in Major League Baseball. In other words, if I throw a ball and it gets away from me, and I'm trying to throw a split or something, and I just lose it, and it goes up and flies up, the first thing I'm going to do if I'm even close to that guy is walk four steps up and go, bro, man, honestly, got
the
away
Mariners
from me, my
pitcher,
bad.
He did.
Right.
He did.
But
he made
I
a
believe
point.
You.
He okay. made a point to apologize.
Okay.
So then you get to yesterday, and this is why I think the Angels look bad in this. They take out their regular pitcher. They throw in a guy from the bullpen right. who basically was like, just get in there and start hitting him. Now that you're intentionally throwing.
It'd be like a hockey goon. Like, hey, you're right. here for okay. one purpose.
Okay. Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah,
they,
yeah.
Right. They just scratch their starter, like, I want to say, like an hour or two before the game. Or like, yeah, we'll put in this reliever. Just have him start a game. He never starts. Like, right. He's just in there to hit people. Then he's throwing behind people. He's going at their heads. So finally that blew up. It's just wild because a lot of times in baseball, you see guys get together.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they were throwing punches.
So they knew enough to be like, these guys are just, they need it.
Right, the A's, the Angels at that point had just said, hey, we feel like we have to get even. And baseball has so many weird little rules.
I know.
But here's one question I have. If anybody's watched the replays, you're on social media, you've seen them and stuff. The bullpen guys, right, they got to run all the way in.
Right.
And then jump in the fight. Why don't they just get in a fight in the outfield?
That's what Mike said earlier. He goes, you know, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
But he goes, instead of running all the way down the field to then jump into the melee, if you're that mad about it, because right, at this point, it's team versus team. It's not even
correct.
About guy versus guy. Like, why wouldn't you just meet each other halfway third, and have a bullpen fight separate? Quick side note. Mm-hmm. I know people talk about sportsmanship, all this. Baseball is baseball. This is...
It's a Calvary.
The best fight that they've had probably about 3 years in baseball, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's rare to see him actually
like
throw
once
punches.
Every three seasons, I feel like you get these bench-clearing brawls, yeah. But this, it was a good one,
I think
man.
It's like the guy that gets in a fight at the bar, and somebody else is like, dude, your brother's in a fight at the bar right now.
Right.
Dude's like hauling off in a Camaro to come down.
I get that, but if I see that you're also driving there, yeah. Like, one of us pull over here, we'll fight here. I don't need to be there. My problem's with,
right.
the group.
Right.
That's all.
Right,
and
you're going
I'm lazy.
To,
I'm not running all the way down.
You're
to
going
like,
to
yo,
fight
man.
The same group, and I get it. They got to run
know,
in, and
I
you
got to
protect the star player.
Sure,
right? So obviously,
sure.
Everybody on the Angels is trying to look out for Mike Trout. Mike Trout in that video, he doesn't look that bad. He kind of got upped and off the ground and got him out of there. But it just kept firing. The managers are going to
say, I was
that's
gonna
one
say
of the few times where you look at that and go, oh, they don't have enough umpires.
Yeah.
Like four
right,
dudes
right.
are not breaking that
because
up.
Because at this point, sure. these guys are in it. They don't care what you're saying. You can threaten them with fines, suspension, all this stuff. They are pissed. They're about to handle their business. You're right. There was not enough guys.
In a weird way, as physical as those guys are and as strong as they are, in a Brian Billick way, the manager for the Mariners looks like the last guy on the field you want to F with.
He seems
the
pissed.
Way he just kind of presents himself and the way
sure,
his posture is and everything
when
else.
When Scott gets upset,
oh my
man.
God.
Like,
you're
okay, because like, wasn't that a week and a half ago he was barking at their bench anyhow?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
so, I mean, this has been kind of brewing.
Because they drilled, who was it? Justin Upton.
Yeah.
They cracked him right in the dome, man.
Right. So, I mean, this has been building. And then again, they only had a little over a week off. And then it was like, hey, play three more, boys.
There's no way this wasn't going to happen.
No.
Correct.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. Once you see this on the schedule, I guarantee even a player said, look, we're going to try not to, but deep down, we know we're fighting them. There's no doubt about
Mike,
this,
I know
man.
You follow it better than us. Carlos Santana, is he playing tonight, or was that deal today?
He might be playing tonight. I don't know. Give me half a second. I'll have that information for you.
I thought that deal was today.
Was
that'd be
today?
Impressive.
That deal was today. But
it was
yeah.
today? I was curious. It was this morning.
Come on, Carlos.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
come on, you
got to
change your evil ways. Get your ass in town and play.
I don't think he's playing tonight.
Is he even in town?
Well, he was in Kansas City, so I'm like thinking about...
He's not on tonight.
The flights are so screwed up. He probably couldn't even make
he
it.
He ain't flying, Coach, bro.
Got George Kirby pitching tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully he throws better than his vacuums.
And if you're at the game tonight, look for me and Mike. Mike will buy you a beer.
He will. Oh, beer's on Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was going to say Thrill will buy him a beer.
I got to get you first.
Thrill.
Oh, no, he's got something else.
Because he's got an Orioles. He's got an Orioles jersey. He'll be the only one there wearing it.
He'll be the loudest guy in the stadium.
That's for sure.
The Mariners are not up.
But guaranteed this, based on all the times that I've watched those two teams play, the game will be close.
Always a great game.
They're
man.
Both 34 yeah. and 40. Yeah. Like,
right.
They both have the same record. They both mop up the back of their division. But when they play each other, man, 9 times out of 10, fantastic games.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Burger King worker who got a goodie bag after 30 years of service gets his grandkids' college paid in full. Meanwhile, for only $500,000, you can own a missile silo that includes a nice family room and indoor pool. Woman on vacation watches couple have sex in front of her house on a ring cam. Man tries lottery strategy he saw on TV, and within 2 weeks, bam. And an Alabama man is apparently not too good for drugs after all. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we're going to South Carolina, where a man has television to thank. He watched the TLC series Lottery Changed My Life enough to where he developed a strategy on how to play the Powerball. He started putting $25 a week into the lottery, winning $500 in his second week. And on week 7, he hit all the right numbers to win him the $100,000 jackpot. Good work.
But Miles, you probably spend as much money as he does, and that theory does not work for you.
No. I haven't been playing as much, but when I do play, I consistently lose.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You spend as much as he does. That's not a ton of money.
Well, it's because you go to scratchers, Miles. You got to play the Powerball.
Yeah.
That you're probably right.
Yeah.
That's all I need to do. New habit.
That's all you have to do.
New habit now.
That's literally all you have to do.
Here, take the money.
In other news, a woman from Thailand got quiet at the Eiffel while checking up on her home. She had to put up security cameras in and around her home after a feud with a neighbor that has since been resolved. But while she and her husband were on vacation in Germany, she felt the need to check in on things at home. She opened the cameras to see that there was a rather amorous couple having sex right in front of her home. Needless to say that these public displays of affection are not allowed in the area, but the couple may have just gotten away with this one.
I mean, wait again, Jim. Just like, right. Hey, just don't do it again.
It's not allowed anywhere.
And I appreciate you doing it when I'm not home.
She was even like, I was surprised because it wasn't that late in the night. However, the still shot that I saw that if you weren't looking for them, you're a good chance you were just going to miss them.
All right. Okay, at least they did that much.
Right? I mean, they're like up against a fence or something like that. Again, I'm not going to condone it, but hey, you know what, if you're feeling
it. I'm not going to condemn it either.
We have more mugshot irony. A man in Alabama was picked up by police near his home. The story doesn't detail what drew the police to his home or if anyone had even made a call to authorities, but officers took the man into custody and processed him at the jailhouse, complete with a mugshot in which he's wearing a purple shirt declaring that he's, quote, too good for drugs. Which causes one to wonder why he was busted in possession of methamphetamine as well as narcotics paraphernalia.
Because if you wear a shirt that says that, I assume you have drugs on you.
For real.
I really do.
We just kind of assume that everybody's too good for drugs until they have to declare that they're too good for drugs.
You know, if it's a kid, I go, I get it. You had an assembly in school this week. To a new shirt. As right. A grown-ass adult.
You got
adult,
that dare shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember the dare whistle that I got? That was fun.
Dare whistle?
Yeah. I just had whistles. I don't know if it's, you
were
know.
Were you supposed to blow that whistle if someone tried to sell you drugs?
If a drug dealer was coming up to Yeah. Man, when I was a kid. Hey, kid, you want some drugs?
Right?
When I was a kid, I was promised that I would get drugs a hell of a lot more often than I actually got a proposition.
Yeah, no. I wish it was as good as they said.
For real. Like, old man drug dealer was just right around the corner all the time in my doggone neighborhood, apparently, but he just didn't want to talk to the fat kid.
Oh, Jesus.
Might be some venom there.
You're not even invited to the birthday party. You ain't doing drugs. Hell, this guy.
This guy's not with it.
Right, what's he going to do?
He ain't doing drugs.
I told you, Mike, I have a buddy. We go to festivals together all the time. Everybody thinks he's a cop. And everybody tries to sell me everything.
You look like you're having fun. What can I get you? I'm like, I'm good right now. Right. I'm good right now.
What about my buddy? Not him. He's narc.
He actually needs something.
About to say, is it who I think it is? Really chatty guy? Real nice?
No, of course not.
We all know the parking at the airport can cost an arm and a leg, but this might not be the answer. We go to the UK where a man needed help after getting his car stuck. He was trying to leave the airport parking lot without paying his parking fees amounting to more than $600. In doing so, he attempted to drive around one of the barricades, managing to get his car stuck in the process. It kind of high-centered on one of the curbs there. To make matters worse, he's actually a disqualified driver as well, which will add to his charges, and he's still on the hook for the parking fees as well.
Country again was England?
Yes.
Okay, so this makes sense. You go on vacation normally, you maybe decide to take the car to SeaTac for a week.
Right.
It's $150, $175. It
was
sucks.
Like 500.
You understand
pounds.
This?
Because
you
get a holiday.
Because they go away for months. take a cab.
And that is it for your headlines. Whoa.
Hey,
with that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for Ryan Castle, and we'll sit and spin. Guys, enjoy the baseball game tonight. Whoa. More Men's Room up next with the Men's Room Happy Hour.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all up at this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. Importantly, at the same, stay beautiful.
Room has been tapped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.